Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. What are your thoughts? Impeachment trial, sham trial. The Senate voted 51-49 that no witnesses or evidence be included in this sham trial. My thoughts are, how do you have a trial without witnesses and evidence? And if that's the case, can all us civilians now do it? You know, go to trial and somebody run a red light and hit somebody and say, I didn't do it. And I don't want to have no evidence. And I don't want to have the police be a witness. So we can go from there. It's my word against your word. How does that work? Completely insane. The Iowa caucus is tomorrow. And if you lived in Iowa, who would you be with? Who is you with? Who you voting for? There's a lot of Democratic contenders out there. I like Elizabeth Warren. But then again, that don't mean that if Elizabeth Warren don't win, that don't mean I won't go with whoever is the Democratic nominee. Because the main example and the main reason and the main objective is to get Trump out of office with his hatred, with his bigoted thoughts, and ridiculous policies that don't help anybody but the top 2% in the United States. Do you think this coronavirus will become very serious here in the USA? Philippines have 14,412 cases with one death. 8 cases has been confirmed in the United States. Well, I think the United States, it might, depending on how well the CDC controls this thing, as far as people coming in and out of the country. There's a lot of people willing to leave the country that they're in, because the virus is getting worse where they're at. It's sad, but it's also something that we're going to have to deal with. I don't know if it's going to be like the Ebola virus. Hopefully it's not. But we just don't know. This is extremely concerning, though. How did Kobe Bryant's death, affect you? I know it was the same day my cousin passed away. And I want to say they were kind of close, within 2 hours of each other. I was sad all the way around. I was sad for Kobe and his daughter and the other people that were on the helicopter. And also was thinking about my cousin, too, at the same time. And today is the burial for my cousin. They had the funeral yesterday. It's been a rough week. Younger cousin. He was a minister. Been on the Word Network a few times, getting interviewed. Quite popular guy as far as the ministry went on. Had to step down knowing his condition. And he went down to see his little sister graduate. She got a master's degree. He left from Ohio to Florida. And when he got back to Ohio, fell out, went into a coma, and then passed away. So, yes, it was very solemn. Every time I think of Kobe, I will think of my cousin who died on the same day. Just like when my uncle passed away, whenever they talk about Whitney Houston, it was the same day she died. After all this banning and boycotting of the NFL because of Kaepernick, are you going to watch the game today? And I would cuss, but I'm not. But, yes, I'm going to watch the game. That doesn't mean that I'm still with the issues that's going on. And that doesn't mean that I'm not with Kaepernick. But I'm going to watch the game. I've been watching the NFL. I boycotted that first year. I didn't watch any NFL games till the Super Bowl. So, and that's a good thing for me, missing regular games. How do you feel about the lies being told by the public lawmakers and it's found out it's a lie? What should be done about this? I think any public official who's caught in a lie should be fined. I don't know. They make big money. I say big fines. You keep getting fined enough, you stop telling lies in public. Something needs to be done. A lot of things need to be done. When people avoid subpoena, they should be hauled into court, hauled into jail, just like anybody else. It's a shame we got the lawmakers breaking the laws that the previous people that was in their positions made. You shouldn't be able to break a law especially if you're a lawmaker. You should set the example. But obviously not in this day and time. I think TV stations like Fox, radio stations, they should come with a rating to let people know, hey, you're going to hear 60% of lies on here. You know, just to let people know. And for each show, the rating system should come on just to let you know, 70% is going to be lies right here. 70% is not going to be true. And after each show, there should be fact checkers telling you what lies they told. That's only fair. And that's the way it should be. And I'm going to keep on posting it that there should be a rating check for every TV show unless it's like a comedy or drama, because you already know going in that it's fairy tale make believe. But news agencies, people that actually have a platform to talk on their show, talk shows, there should be a rating system as how much truthfulness is being told. And fact checkers during the show, so people can look it up if they feel like they need to find out what lies was told during that particular show. That way fact checkers got a job, the rating system people got a job. I mean, it's only fair. And lastly, since I'm by myself, Tom Joyner retires after 25 years of doing radio. How he started, he did it as a protest because a radio station in Tuskegee didn't play black music. Tuskegee was 99% black, according to Tom. And so one day, the owner of the radio station talked to the group outside and said, from 1 p.m. until the station goes off the air on Saturday, you can play whatever black music you want to play. So who's going to play it? And Tom raised his hand, and thus we had Fly Jock right there. Tom Joyner retires after 25 years of doing radio. Congrats. I used to listen to your shows when you used to do them from Chicago and flying down to Dallas and do them every day for a few years. I don't know how many, but you did that for a few years. Okay, that's all I got, because we would have kept on talking with the crew, but nobody called in today. This is TAZ on only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Say again.